This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey everybody, it's Gary. Missing all of you. I'm sure we're all, as we're now getting into the fall, missing each other even a little bit more because the summer kind of had us reset. So first, thank you for listening to my podcast. I miss you dearly. Second, we are doing something called the Gary V Meetup Series, where we take clips from different meetups I've done since we missed the real world and hanging together. We figured let's mash up some of the great highlights of the meetups, book signings, sneaker signings, and random pop-ups, and really tap into some of the insights, the nuggets, and the value. Speaking of random, one night, me, D-Rock, Andy, and some of the other guys were like, let's just get together with our guy, Charlemagne the God. He had a new book coming out. Unfortunately, he had to adjust at the last minute, but I already teased it on Twitter and social media, so I had to deliver. So I strolled my ass into Washington Square Park in 2017, and hundreds of people were there, which was very flattering, by the way. Not sure that's a very COVID-friendly these days, but I can't wait to do it again. Here is that mashup of that meetup series. 2017 talk. Let me know. Hit up Twitter and let me know how you like the Gary Vee Meetup Series. I'd love to get some feedback to see if I should triple down on this. Sit back, enjoy your coffee, your walk, your run, and listen now.
I hope so, my man.
I just want to thank you so much for still being out here, man. Like, for real, like, I mean, an hour ago, I was in my PJs, and I saw that Instagram post saying 9:30, Washington Square Park. I booked it over here, and thank you for still being out here.
Of course.
Like, I mean, obviously, you do this all the time, but for us, it means a lot.
Thank you.
A little bit of a preface. So,
thanks.
Jesus, man, talking to you is really stressful.
Don't worry, man.
I never thought this would happen. So I'm in a situation where my father is very successful. I have not accomplished shit yet.
Right.
You are, how can I say this? You're an incredibly wise human being. You've put out a multitude of content. I don't know how much wisdom can be packed into one human being, but I mean, you exist. And so because of that, you inspire me, and I'm at this age where I'm 23, entering the best years of my life, correct?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm very confused.
I give up everything to be 23.
Would you?
All of it.
To redo it?
100%. Time is the number one thing. Like more time, like 18 more years? 100%, all of it.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Like that's like you guys should be real happy. I look at these young faces, I'm like, fuck. Yeah. So go ahead.
Like I was saying, you know, there's just a lot of pressure to be great like him.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, like, corporate finance, yes, I'm in it right now. I'm on the right path. Maybe
Does he want you to be a CFO?
That's exactly what he wants me to be.
Do you want to be a CFO?
Slightly. I want to be successful. I want to make him proud. He's done a lot for me. I can repay him by being successful. I also want to be an actor.
Have you ever told him any of your truths? Or do you appease what he wants for now?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Look, I think, look, your dad loves you way more than he wants you to appease him. No matter what you believe. And I think the sooner you can have an honest conversation, like a real honest one, the sooner you could start doing, you may have a conversation with your dad this summer where you get really real off the momentum of this, and you may realize when you're done with it that, fuck, you actually want to be a CFO. The key is to just have the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, until then, I'll keep busting my ass.
Hey, yeah, but that's like you busting your ass is fine and dandy. If you actually, like, if this is the thing that you wanted to bring up, I'm telling you, as scary as it may be, the real truth conversation, is your mom around and involved?
Of course.
Does she know how you feel? Does she play the good cop kind of thing? Or is she kind of like reinforced? Like, what?
They both want me to hit a target that's hittable. That's what they keep saying. Hit the target that's hittable.
Right.
Because the acting target, the Broadway, the Hollywood, those are small targets to hit.
Let me give you a really, really, really good wisdom-based thing.
Please do.
You love your parents?
Absolutely.
I figured, based on your vibe, if you don't do what you want to do, you're going to end up regretting it, which is then going to manifest at being mad at them, and you are doing a greater disservice to the relationship of you and your parents by not doing what you want to do than by doing what they want you to do. There's a seed of what you actually want to do. You're hiding that seed because you love your parents so much, right?
Yes, sir.
You're going to then do that, and then you're going to be 42 and not have the chance to do your thing, and you're going to be mad at them, and you're going to blame them for it, and then it's going to hurt your relationship, not help it.
missed it.
That's it. So like,
that's real.
It's really real, and it's like it's the biggest advice I give to kids. I love my parents too. Like, fucking, I love that. I love. Like, I think you're coming from a great place. You just don't realize yet what the cost of suppressing your own wants and desires, how it manifests.
Okay.
And that's how it's gonna manifest. So you gotta give that thought.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
Thank my pleasure.
Hey, can I get a picture with you? Yeah. I got 10% left. I mean,
let's
I didn't have time to charge. I didn't know you were gonna still be here, honestly. I thought you were gonna be gone in your hotel. Can someone, all right, someone take a picture?
I live in New York City.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Hey, so do I for the next 2 months. This is a flash. You got me, man? I'm gonna act super surprised. I'm gonna be like, whoa.
Thank you, man. Thank you. No, I'm not gonna hold it all. Thank you, though.
Yeah. Hey, man, keep working hard.
I will.
Keep grinding.
Keep doing your thing. Good
You're already at the top. You're going to be
Thank
more
you.
At the top.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so glad to meet you. I'm from Barcelona, and I want to ask you just one question. Just talking about what we talk, how do you deal with anxious? Because I always connect with your words because I'm really hard worker, and I get my goals. But I struggle so hard with my anxiety, my... You know, like, I can handle it, so...
It's coming from one or two places. You're allowing somebody else to judge you, or you're judging yourself.
Myself.
That's what I felt, and the reason I actually thought you were gonna say myself, I would have bet on it, is because you say, I always get my goals. I, notice how my only goal is something that's so outer space and it's gonna take 30 years? You know how chill I am? Like, I don't know, like, you know how, like, you know, remember the first time you heard when I said I was gonna buy the Jets? You were weirdly disappointed because it seemed so far away? I always laugh when people, I see 10 it.
10 years ago.
What's that?
10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, like, how about 10 years ago? Even.
No, you said about 10 years ago. No,
I always say, like, 25 years from now, 20 years from now. Like, I always think that I'll buy the Jets at 60, right? Like, 65. So, like, to me, you're just judging yourself in the micro instead of the way that you should really do it, since that's how life really is, in the macro. What you need to challenge yourself on is, are you really judging yourself, or are you worried about what people are gonna think, whether that's your mom, or a friend, or your sister, or your aunt? That's the unlock. Like, once I got to a place, which was super long time ago, where I just, it was nobody but myself, it became so quiet.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I get it, but...
Like, I would never say, because I always get my goals, because I don't make short-term goals. You're making too many short-term goals.
Yeah, I live in just tomorrow and next week and next month. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I only live on my funeral.
Oh my gosh.
And that's why I'm so light.
I'm coming out there.
I appreciate it.
And that's why
I'm so light, and that's why you're so heavy. If I had a fucking goal that had to be accomplished by next Tuesday, I'd be freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
You're putting, you know, I think that people think that that's getting them to the next place and getting them to the next place. I actually think it's actually holding them back.
Well, long-term vision.
Long-term vision.
Can I take a picture?
Oh, of course.
By the way, he introduced me to you. He's my boyfriend.
Hey,
he's
boyfriend.
From Barcelona too.
How are you?
Yeah, but when let's take a picture with you too. He's such a huge fan of you. He's just recording.
1, 2, 3 And quick question: how do you keep up the energy? Like, I was dead tired after work, but you're here, and I, you know, it's just
gratitude. Gratitude trumps coffee, trumps everything. Like, either you're grateful for all this or you're not. Not super complicated.
Cool.
You just gotta be thankful. Like, people just. People just don't have perspective. It's really easy to be energized when you actually understand the score. You get real happy, real fast. People just get dragged down to dumb shit.
Gary, Sean.
Sean.
Nice to meet you.
Real pleasure.
You're a huge inspiration, first of all.
Thank you.
You get that from everybody.
Thank you.
But I got a question for you. So I spent the last 2 years building up Instagram accounts for the startup that I was working at. So I think I'm pretty good at building up Instagram accounts. I just don't know how to start a business out of it. I've heard like affiliate marketing maybe, but I don't know, can you give me advice on like what to do about that?
What I think you do with attention is you deploy it against something, right? So I think the reason my model works is I never think about like, oh, I'm gonna create a quick little Instagram account and I'm gonna sell shout outs against it. Like, people cash in chips too soon. I think it's much better to build up Instagram accounts and then push it towards something that's meaningful. So it's in the same way I think about me, right? Like, I put out content, and then you know, I'll have things to push it against. Like, for example, I'll push against something like Planet of the Apps right now. I'll promote, I'll throw my right hooks. That's valuable for me because everybody at Apple is like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, why is Gary Vee driving more success for us than the other three real celebrities? And then that builds reputation. I'm playing on reputation. So I think what's way cooler than doing affiliate marketing and making quick pennies is saying to yourself, taking a step back and saying, what do I want to sell? Is there anything I want to sell? Oh, you decide you want to sell backpacks. Well, then you start building up like urban street accounts, you start building up travel accounts, and you build momentum, and then when you post, you're driving them to a nice Shopify page with a nice bag, and you're like actually building something tangible. Doing affiliate marketing on Instagram, when that's against Instagram's terms of services, when you're doing it on a platform that has all the leverage and not you, it never works out. Everybody's making quick dollars that way. It doesn't work.
So how much of a following should you start pushing a product or something against?
You could do, if you have three people following you and all three convert and that's a good business,
right,
that's, see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the answer.
All
right. It's a matrix of what your like what do you want to happen? Like if you want to sell $8,000 worth of stuff because you want $8,000 to go on some cool trip in Sweden next year, well, you can start selling a lot earlier.
Right.
If you want to build a $1 million business, like late as fuck, got to build a real foundation.
Okay.
Got
it?
Yeah.
I'd absolutely like to get rich too.
Sure. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is So Much Value by N. Babbitts. As with everything Gary V does, this podcast provides so much value and actionable advice. Thanks, M. Babbitts. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.